And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" Jesus Christ, Mark 4:13. Glory to God, part 6 of the parable of the sower. Jesus explains that this parable is the foundational parable of all 42 parables. In Mark 4, we read the parable. It's actually the first one that is presented in the gospel. Then there's a very significant section that in this translation is titled The Purpose of Parables. This is when Jesus said, "To you it's been given to know the mystery." Other translations say mysteries of the kingdom of God. Amen. Then we get the explanation about the parable. So between the parable and the explanation, Jesus presents the kingdom. So this short message, the title is The Kingdom of God, which is Jesus' most frequent topic. The kingdom of God is the presence of God Almighty, the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Father God Almighty, the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is God Himself. Amen. So simple. Jesus' most frequent topic. If it's His most frequent topic, then we should be focusing on it all the time. 24/7, some people call it. All the time. Amen. And it's so simple. We on the earth think of a kingdom as, you know, for example, I'm just talking in the natural world, secular world. We think of it as a nation, as a government, nation, a country, and its borders with its government and its people and all the things in it. I do believe when Jesus Christ is referring to the kingdom, it is God Himself, because God is life. This is a great man of God said this. He doesn't have life. He is life. Outside of Him, there is nothing. There is only death. God does not exist. He is existence. He is the only one. Outside of Him, there is nothing. There is only death. There is nothing. It's incredible to think about. Now, those are some kind of big picture things, but it's the presence of God. It's the presence of Jesus Christ. And as I've been talking, and it's so important to understand, we don't actually get His presence until we get into phase 3 and 4 of walking with Him out of those 4 phases. We have to do many things, but it's all about us dying, getting rid of our old nature. When we do, that's when we can know Him. You know, it's interesting that it's, we want to grow, we want to mature, we want to advance. But when we really get the revelation of all of this, it's dying. It's through dying that we actually grow and mature. That's, you know, it's some of me, some of God, less of me, more of God, none of me, all of God. You know, that it's about us getting rid of our old nature, where it's, we no longer exist, so to speak, because there's nothing good in us. But now that we have Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit in us, amen, now we are children of God, and we do have eternal purpose and meaning in every in all of our individual lives. Amen. Next point. It is so sad that a majority of people on the earth, and it might be more than 95%, more than 97%, more than 99%, associate this with religion. They associate it with just something that is so far away from the truth and reality. A great man of God said that Jesus Christ, a walk with Jesus Christ, has nothing to do with religion. It's about revelation. And I would add to that, revelation that leads to relationship. Amen. I just looked up on the internet just quickly. I Googled the kingdom of God, and it brought up this big, long article with all of these big words talking about how the kingdom is God's sovereign rule over all things. The kingdom of God is Him. Amen. We have the greatest privilege in the universe to be able to seek Him, to have a relationship with Him, to know Him, to walk with Him, to be in His family, to be His children. This is incredible. It cannot be put into words. So, what are we to do? Just continue on with Him wherever you are in your journey. If you know Jesus Christ, just continue on. Amen. If you're sincerely, genuinely walking with Him, you're in God's perfect will. Just keep on going. It's the most glorious mystery in the universe that you, as an individual, and all the people that you know who are saved, can have a personal, private relationship with Him all the time. The greatest thing ever. If you do not know Him, come to Jesus Christ. Just come to God Almighty through Jesus. Very simple. It's between you and Him. You don't have to. I'm not even going to give you a prayer or anything. It's between you and Him. It's common sense. It's natural. It's normal. And when someone is on this journey, it's what we as human beings were born to do. Amen. It's the purpose of human existence. It's why we are here. Someone may ask, how can that be the case when it's so few people are doing this, and even the ones who are totally botching it and getting it wrong? I'm referring to Christians and Catholics. And how can you say that it's the purpose and it's what we were born to do? Well, the first thing is Jesus said few will find this. And the second thing is the gospel is for everyone, but who receives it? The poor, the lame, the blind, the crippled, the suffering, the needy, those who are the lowest, the last. Many who are last will be first. Those on the earth who have nothing. All of this is answered in this new book that I've just published called Who Receives the Gospel. It is on our website, wonderreality.org. It's free. This is not a promotion. This is a free book. I want you to have it. It explains this. Jesus explains all this in the Gospels. It should be up on Amazon as well in a week or so. But it answers a lot. We do botch it and mess it up. Humans, we always do that. The first two humans on the earth did that. In fact, God almost knew that this would happen. He had a plan. The Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. These are mysteries. When we find Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, we move into this mystery that can never be explained. We're in this glorious journey. And the ultimate end, which is really the beginning, is the presence of Jesus Christ that fulfills and meets every need that we have. Every need. We won't want anything else. Jesus said, He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. If you had known, I would have given you living water. He who drinks of the water that this water will thirst. He who drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. He meets every need. When we get to his presence, in that first phase, we're just babies in Christ. We aren't experiencing his presence. We're just new in this new life. And we won't experience his presence. And someone has to prove themselves worthy. They have to continue on through all of the obstacles and hindrances and all the things that keep us from this glorious truth and the glorious revelation and relationship with Jesus Christ. All the things that keep us from finding the treasure. Let's call it that. Just the priceless, eternal, glorious treasure. We have to get through those things. There's so many of them, so many hindrances and obstacles and things that keep us from that. I might make a list of them and do some messages about that. I mean, just so many. And a big one that comes to mind is that this misconception that this is religion and that it's this kind of distant, boring thing that's inhibiting and it's just awful. And it's like we've got to go to Mass once a week and go in and act very spiritual for an hour. And that's what does that have to do with nothing? Or we have to go dress up in a coat and tie and go on a Sunday morning and worship and do that. And then, well, that's fine if someone wants to do that. But this is the most glorious opportunity a human being could ever have. In fact, it's the only opportunity, because everything outside of him is death. When someone finds Jesus Christ and they're in the first phase, it's like they have just, you know, you might even give a metaphor that they have just entered onto the earth, and this bright, glorious sun is far, far away, and they just are able to receive a little bit of it. But in fact, we have to get closer and closer to, really, that's God Almighty, God the Father, on the throne of the universe. Amen. He's on the highest throne in the universe. God the Father Almighty, Jehovah, God, the creator of the universe. Those in heaven who are fortunate enough to make it to heaven, they can see in the distance God the Father on the throne. No one can look upon him and live. And there's stories of people who have been to heaven and they begin to walk. Everyone's going towards the throne. Amen. And on the way, angels may give people this copper-colored fruit from trees, and they eat the fruit, and it gives them strength. Amen. And the glory of God, it permeates heaven. It's all throughout heaven. But as they get closer to the throne, they're journeying towards the throne. And then when they get to a certain place, the glory gets stronger and stronger, and they can't even stand. They just fall on their face before God. So we as human beings can't handle that. No man can look upon him and live. We are frail, fragile human beings, and so it's this glorious mystery when someone comes into the first phase is that, you know, they're just new. They're a new baby in Christ, right? They're brand new. And they can't handle any of that, the heavy glory. Also, God knows that they can't handle it, and they're not ready for it at all. Like in the first, you know, who knows, year, 2 years, 3 years of them walking with Jesus Christ. And so it's this continual process they have to continue on. They have to persist. They have to learn the things of the kingdom of walking with God, and they have to prove themselves worthy. And if they do, then they'll get closer and closer to this treasure, this priceless treasure, and then they may move into phase two. Phase two, which is born of the Spirit. Amen. Same thing in phase two. Same thing. It's all simple. It's just us continuing on with Him and proving ourselves worthy, being obedient, being faithful. He who's faithful with a little bit will be given a little bit more. And we just continue on. And it's, someone has to, again, most people don't pass any of these tests. Most people don't even get into the first phase. And could it be that the reason they're not is that we as the body of Christ are not getting the anointing to win them to Jesus Christ so that they do enter the first phase? That could be, you know, instead of us, you know, I'm probably more than most people, I'm pointing the finger at the people who are not saved, but maybe it's the problem is with us. We're not doing what Jesus said to do, which is get the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Seek, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything you have. Love, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's the whole thing. That's all you have to know. Right there. It's common sense. We don't need... A great man of God, I just heard a message recently. He said in heaven, we won't need a Bible. Because we'll be actually in the presence of God. We'll be with the Word of God. We'll be with Him. The revelation of God. The Word of God is the revelation of God. Like it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning... That's the revelation of God Almighty. That, yes, we know as human beings, I'll finish up with this, we know as human beings there's a higher power. It's God. And so how do we get to God? There's really not that many different faiths on the earth. There's, you know, I just heard another short message by a brilliant man of God who said that the Hindu faith, I think, has something like 230, is it million deities or something? And, you know, Islam is the only, is different point, Islam is the only religion that claims that Jesus didn't die. So anyway, how do we get to God? Well, if someone goes directly to Him and seeks Him with their whole heart, He'll reveal to them how to get to Him. That God came to earth as a man, justified Himself to the world, and Jesus Christ is both the Son of God and He is God Almighty. Amen. He is the Lord thy God is one. Amen. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all one. And that's a revelation that God will continually give us, this glorious revelation of Himself. That's Jesus became what we are so we could become what He is. Amen.